USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating his 100th day in office with a stop down in Georgia. The president and first lady heading to Georgia to sell his next economic recovery plan.
100% I'm thinking about running.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business regarding a 2024 run. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president. And I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also floating Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida as a possible running mate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
There's a push to move sexual assault cases in the military from commanding officers to independent authorities. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there's an epidemic of cases in the ranks and that something needs to be done to stop it.
The most recent Pentagon survey found that 2 in 3 survivors reported retaliation because they reported a crime against themselves.
The New York Democrat saying a recent report shows around 21,000 service members were assaulted in 2018. The 2021 NFL Draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland. League Commissioner Roger Goodell talks about bringing fans back with ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, the thing we miss the most from the 2020 season, whether it was the draft or our entire season and the postseason Super Bowl, were fans. We all felt the lack of energy without the fans.
The draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden heads to Capitol Hill.
President Joe Biden made the first major address of his presidency Wednesday night before a joint session of Congress. In the speech, he laid out his legislative agenda, calling for action on infrastructure, gun control, and police reform. He also urged Congress to work on those issues in a bipartisan manner.
I wanted to lay out before the Congress my plan before we got into the deep discussions. I like to meet with those who have ideas that are different, they think are better. I welcome those ideas.
During the Republican response to the speech, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said the president's policies have done more to pull the nation further apart.
He promised to unite a nation, to lower the temperature, to govern for all Americans, no matter how we voted. This was the pitch. You just heard it again. But our nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2020 election audit taking place in Maricopa County, Arizona, is on pace to be done by the deadline of next month, an official said on Wednesday. Republicans, including State Senate President Karen Fan, say the audit is meant to restore public confidence in elections, noting that polls suggest about 1 in 2 voters in the state aren't confident in the 2020 results. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.